Blog Talk Radio.
The introduction to this episode of Talk Geek with Tyler Brook podcast, produced by yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles. He's out there live in Pearl River, New York, 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version because it goes by pretty quick at blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tyler, the threes, how are you? How can you, people get a hold of you? And you got a great guest coming in here as we do a special Hump Day Wednesday show as we get back to regular schedule next Monday.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, it is special for more than one reason. This episode is the 90s, the game changer of comics. The reason it's special is because we are dedicating this episode to the ever-talented Kevin Conroy, who he lost last week on account of his loss of battle of cancer. As always, we do have a great guest. Bradley, say something to the camera.
Folks, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, Bradley.
Do you want to talk
about who you are, what you do, and where people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, so my name is Bradley Butin. I'm also known as the self-proclaimed Emperor of Awesome. I am a podcast host of The Fandemic, which Tyler graciously came on my show a few weeks ago. I also run the podcast Revenge of the Nerds. Also do trivia and bingo nights for my local movie theater in town. So you can find me at The Fandemic pretty much anywhere you get podcasts or videos.
Awesome. Dave from Danville, California says, love that Batman promo. Adam Ward was my favorite. Right, awesome. Nice seeing another old school Batman fan here.
Is there now, any other one real?
Honestly, yeah, there's the New Age Batman, one of those teenagers dressed like Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad.
Right.
But I don't understand how a character that's not even 30 years old gets this much hype. Then again, I've been a One Piece fan for over 20 years, so go figure.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I actually like Harley Quinn more as part of the family than I do the Joker's little plaything.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if I really like Kaley Kuwuko Harley Quinn.
Really? Oh my gosh. There is an episode in the newest season, it's the second or third from the last one, and it is some of the most real episodes of that show. I mean, like, you can't walk away from that show being like, wow. Like, with all the insanity that show is and the comedy, they found a way to, like, bring it all back to seriousness with that episode. I don't know. Have you watched all of the episodes, or do you know which one I'm talking about?
I just don't like her as much as the other voice actors. So I do find it hilarious that two out of the three girls from the Big Bang Theory voiced Harley Quinn at one point or another.
I know. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, all we need is Maya and Balak, and then boom, we get the Holy Trinity.
I think if she ever did something, it would have to be Punchline, just to throw a real wrench into that whole thing.
Or at least Dr. Harleen Quinzel before she gets all Joker mind fucked.
Right.
Definitely that going. And we got our next comment. Frank from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I think it was Adam West, Burt Ward as Robin, and Frank Gorshin as the Riddler. You're not wrong on that. And it was actually a decent casting for its time. Honestly, a little goofier, but this was like pre-90s DC, so it was goofier then. Was your group with Adam West? Or the Super Friends. Either way, it was kind of goofy.
Adam West is my favorite Batman.
Really? Are we not including Kevin Conroy?
Well, I mean, yeah. So he's the Batman that got me into comics. He's the Batman that got me into being a nerd. Like, Kevin Conroy is the most successful Batman in its history. And but if it wasn't for Adam West, we would not have Kevin Conroy. We wouldn't have any of the things we have today.
Honestly, Adam West put it best. He never said, "I'm Batman." People just knew who he was. That's one thing
right.
I love about him.
Yeah, man. I often wonder, like, if that show could have continued, what would have happened, you know? If it made it into the 70s, if they would have brought in, you know, an earlier Linda Carter, or found a way to bring in Superman or Green Arrow or somebody, or Green Lanterns. It would have been awesome.
And Denise from San Fran, California. Hi, boys. Glad you're on tonight. Missed you Monday. Well, apparently Mark doesn't like recording on his birthday, so here we are. Rick from Delaware County, Pennsylvania. How about False Face? How about the best Catwoman? Julie Newmar, Eartha Kitt, or Lee Merriweather? Huh.
Ooh, man, I think for me, it would... I'd have to say Eartha Kitt, man. There is just something about her, like, her, that was so cat, you know. She didn't bring the sex appeal as Julie Newmar did, but Eartha Kitt, I thought, brought more, like, to the character of Catwoman.
I don't know. I've always preferred Michelle Pfeiffer, but then again, I'm a real 90s kid at heart. So do whatever you'd like with that information.
Yeah. I mean, I, as long as you don't say Halle Berry, you're okay.
Oh, the acting was terrible, but there's no denying that she brought the sex appeal in the Catwoman suit.
Yeah, she got robbed in that movie. Like, that there could be a Catwoman universe, you know, spun out of Batman, you know, with Halle Berry. But, like, it was just bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, based on that logic, Transformers could have been good if it wasn't directed by Michael Bay. Avatar Last Airbender could have been good if it wasn't directed by M. Night Shyamalan. We could keep going down this proverbial rabbit hole, or we could talk about how the 90s were a big game changer for the comics. For starters, I think
true.
We really have Sam Byrne to thank for that. had he not started with the movies, we wouldn't have gotten the animated series, and therefore a whole bunch of characters to enter the DC fandom. Harley Quinn, as we previously mentioned, Ace the Bat Hound, Terry McGinnis, Static Shock, off the top of my head, Red Claw, any other characters you feel like mentioning?
Man, the best thing that I found, like, out of the especially out of the Batman world, is the obscure villains, like Mad Hatter. Like, some of my favorite episodes was with Mad Hatter, and those villains that really didn't get a lot you know, don't get a lot of love, but man, that's some of the greatest episodes. Gargoyles.
Or is Alice in Wonderland knockoff. What'd you expect?
Well, right, exactly. My chair went back a little too far there. I thought I was going down.
But with that said, I think the only other superhero that has an impressive rogues gallery is Spider-Man. Who, funny enough, Mark Hamill actually lent his voice to both series, Batman the Animated Series and Spider-Man the Animated Series.
Who was he in the animated series?
Hobgoblin.
He was Hobgoblin in the animated series?
Exactly like Joker. So,
well, that makes sense.
Yeah, Mark Hamill does one thing really well, and it's villains. Sorry, Star Wars fans.
Yeah, I you know what? I like Mark Hamill more. I mean, my number one passion is Star Wars. So, I mean, he's always going to be that Luke Skywalker for me. But I mean, like, out of all the actors that has been Joker, I think he has given the most. He's given a voice to the Joker. You know, him and Heath Ledger are probably the best.
And we're about at the halfway mark. So, Bradley, can I get a drum roll for today's trivia question, please? Today's trivia question. Yeah, computer's acting up. Okay. Before Mark Hamill, who is going to be the original voice actor for the Joker? Once again, before Mark Hamill, who is going to be the original voice actor for the Joker? Now, speaking of which, the 90s did bring a plethora of talented people into the world of comics. Obviously, you have Kevin Conroy as Batman. Mm-hmm. But here's some things that may actually blow your mind. Gilbert Gottfried lent his voice to the DCAU. Do you know which character, Bradley?
Gilbert Gottfried did?
Yeah.
Don't know. I know Tim Curry is the prior Joker.
Well, thank you for giving away the answer to the trivia question.
Oh, I thought this was a twofer. That would end the Gilbert Gottfried.
No. That was a trivia question. So don't expect to win the trivia contest now, because my guest accidentally just gave it away. But no, to answer your question, Bradley. He was Mr. Mixia Spitalik. You know, the little big head imp guy?
That is correct. You know, probably one of the best Superman villains there is. Although I think he appears more with Supergirl in the comics anymore, if I remember right. But I'm not a huge Superman fan.
It's hard to be a Superman fan when he can do anything because he's Superman.
Yeah, the only way you can really hurt him. There's a great, you know, Justice League Unlimited back in the 90s, the Stooges, to bring it back, is also a wonderful, wonderful show. But the only way you can really hurt Superman is emotionally. Are you a kryptonite
nowadays,
word?
Oh, hey, can I borrow some kryptonite, Joker? I'm gonna find Superman. Oh, yeah, sure thing, Lex Luthor. Here you go. Just give it back. Yeah, I'm not giving it back.
You swap out the breath spray, some Lois Lane's breath spray with a kryptonite breath spray.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Or let's just talk about the other different colors of kryptonite out there. There's the green one. There's the red-inducing anger one. And then there's the pink one. But we don't talk about the pink one.
Yeah, it's just like Bruno. Yeah, we don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, or we don't talk about Voldemort.
Yeah.
Or
J.K.
Rowling's current tweets.
That is correct.
Well, that said, yes, the 90s, pre-90s, the comics were just referenced every now and again. Like a little bit TV show that only lasted a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
I think we owe Steven Spielberg a great debt for the first Batman movie. And then we can appreciate less in value when he started introducing bat nipples.
Yeah, well, I mean, before that, I mean, you have the Christopher Reeve Superman. I mean, I think a lot of people, we kind of overlook that. But, I mean, I know even Marvel, they even come back and say, if it wasn't for Superman 78, like, we really wouldn't be where we're at. Like, when Marvel tells an origin story, Kevin Feige, however you say his last name, that he has them watch that movie, which, I mean, it's one of the – Superman 78 with Christopher Reeve is, like, probably one of the greatest superhero movies ever been made.
Ever made so far.
Correct. Very good. Yes.
When all said and done, yes. Let's face it, the 90s definitely did bring some popularity to the world of comics.
Yeah.
Whether you're growing up with the, Michael Keaton Batman movies, or you're just watching the DCAU, or if you're watching any of the Marvel animated series, they've definitely been a huge game changer.
Yeah, there was Spider-Man, there was, and the X-Men is in a great '90s animated show.
Best theme song for any Marvel series ever.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, there is X-Men and Batman, the animated series, and Gargoyles are easily the three best animated shows that came out of the 90s. Or ever.
Well, let's say 90s. Who knows? I have faith that if we're still not sucking the tit of reboots, that something new and wonderful is going to come along. But as far as instrumental theme songs go, I'll agree with you. Those are the top three to beat.
Mm-hmm. You know, although I will say, you can go back today and rewatch episodes of Batman animated series, and it's fine. It holds up. But when you go back and rewatch some of those episodes of X-Men, the animated series, some of it is kind of cringy.
Well, the animation wasn't up to par.
Yeah.
But the voice acting really worked well for a lot of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was Mojo's voice actor, or Blob's, or even Wolverine's.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the 90s animated X-Men there's a lot.
You know,
Wolverine's
that's actually
popularity
coming back?
Has a lot to deal with that. I'm sorry, one more time?
You know it's coming back?
Yeah. Do you know when?
When? No. I know it will, but at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know is vague, but it works.
Yeah, I thought it was coming out in 2022, but I guess maybe 2023, I guess. I don't know.
At this point, it might as well be 2023.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Yeah, it's too bad it almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. But let me ask you, what was your favorite movie from the 90s about comics? 90s or early 2000s?
Oh, easily, Batman 89. Well, okay, does the Batman 89 count?
I'll let
it count. Yeah, I mean, because it was right there at the end. I mean, I watched it well into the 90s, probably more in the 90s just because I had it. I had the VHS tape that I remember getting for Christmas that year. Right. I remember getting that thing for Christmas that year, and my brother and I, we watched that thing, like, nonstop. And,
do those movies count as Christmas movies? Because a lot of them seem to take place during Christmas or around the holidays.
Oh, absolutely, man. To me, Batman Returns, Die Hard, and Lethal Weapon, is it Lethal Weapon 2, I believe, are all Christmas movies. more or less Die Hard and Batman Returns more than the others.
Okay, yeah, so it's not just me then.
Yeah, no. It's the right answer. My wife will disagree, but it's the right answer.
Well, what exactly constitutes a Christmas movie? The setting?
To me, I think that anything that has Christmas in it can be classified as a Christmas movie. I mean, you know, Scrooge, you know, there's a lot. If you're celebrating Christmas, or if at the climax of the movie, you are, you know, it's Get Home for Christmas, or, you know, this happened on Christmas, which makes it a Christmas miracle, you know. I think there's a valid case to be made, to be said that that's a Christmas movie.
All right, then. I mean, as long as the theme and or setting is Christmas, then I guess by default it makes it a Christmas film.
Absolutely.
Here's what I'm going to say about those. You know how we got Danny DeVito Penguin?
Yeah.
If we don't get Danny DeVito as Mole Man for the MCU, I'm just going to give up on Marvel entirely.
Yeah, I think that needs to happen.
It would work, right? It's just like straight out of Sunny in Philadelphia, that shit.
Yeah.
But all said
and done, did you see Fat Man last year with Mel Gibson?
No, how is it?
Well, I loved it. I do like Mel Gibson, but I'm not like the best Mel Gibson fan. But yeah, I really liked it.
Dude, the best thing I saw Mel Gibson in, and I'm air quoting this, was that South Park episode with The Passion.
I don't know if I remember that.
It's where Cartman tells everybody that they need to go see The Passion, and
uh-huh.
then Kyle sees it, and he feels bad about being Jewish.
Huh.
He's like, you know, it's okay, Kyle. Just one more time. You were right. One more time. You were right. And then you see him praying to Mel Gibson as Braveheart. Like, he's like, he's his Lord and Savior.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
It really was. But the best celebrity parody, in my opinion, was the Mecha Barbra Streisand. They just went full kaiju on that.
Nice. That's the right answer as well.
Right, they got Sidney Poitier, one of the guys from The Cure, a whole bunch of other talented guest stars, and they just easily good episode. Which, funny enough, South Park did appear right at the climax of the whole Bat movie verse.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 97, and still going today, pretty strong.
Oh, wow.
Take that with a grain of salt, but are you excited for Harley Quinn season 4?
Yes, I am. I love that show.
A show I love. I'm still not crazy about Kaley Kuoko Harley Quinn. It just feels like every character she plays, it's the strong, entitled woman who can get away with it because she's a strong, entitled woman. Whether you're seeing her as Harley Quinn or freaking Penny from Big Bang Theory, it's always the same character. But then again, Rodney Dangerfield always played the same character, so. And I liked him for it, so go figure.
Yeah. I never watched The Flight Attendant, her new show on HBO Max. I guess it's really good, but I haven't even tried it yet.
No, I haven't either. I got too much shows and other things to do on my plate to watch it. I'm sure she's talented in it, but you were also telling me to watch Game of Thrones, and here's my honest opinion of Game of Thrones. It's the love child of Lord of the Rings and Shakespeare. That's all it'll ever be.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I know that, but to be fair, Tolkien did borrow his works from Norse mythology. So,
yeah, a lot of it.
There's no such thing as an original idea anymore.
No, there's not.
No, but then again, that explains why we have all these reboots. But here's an idea, DC. casting Batman or Superman in your next flick, why not go for some other characters? Why not go for a Lobo series? Why not go for an Etric and the Demon movie? Why not go for a Detective Chimp movie? Are these the best characters? No. But are they different? Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I wish of DC Comics. I wish that DC Comics would, instead of like bringing us big universe, just tell a story. Like, hey, we're going to tell Batman Nightfall. We're going to tell The Long Halloween. Or we're going to tell Crisis on Infinite Earths, you know, and build that. And then once you get to the full crisis, be done. You know, or we're going to do Final, or we're going to do a Doomsday Clock, or, you know, all, any of those. Because there is so much better stories told in DC that's more memorable than Marvel.
Well, you're not wrong, and DC is a pioneer of modern comics.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, obviously they can do better storytelling on Martha, why did you say that name? It was his mother's name.
Yeah.
Seriously,
and
did
you know,
the first grader write that?
They must have. It was like, hey, I bet that those executives thought that was the best thing ever when they did that. Like, wait,
I mean,
Batman and Superman's mom have the same name? Yeah.
Did they really have the same name, or did they just think that coincidental?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they didn't really have the same. But, so here's my thought on that. They could have made that awesome. They could have taken it and been like, so after Martha Wayne was shot in the alley with Thomas Wayne, she was put into witness protection, and she was moved to Smallville, Kansas, where she fell in love with Jonathan Kent, got married. Because of the shot in the alley, she couldn't bear children. But then on that one lucky night, the rocket ship from Krypton came down, and there is young Kal-El. And she raises Kal-El.
As long as we're pitching good ideas for DC movies, how about this? Barbara Minerva, struggling geneticist, trying to make ends meet, experiments on herself, steals her bank for her funding. Is it the best idea? No. Is it better than what we got? Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that second Wonder Woman movie, man, Wonder Woman 84, that one's rough.
Yeah, that's full of plot holes.
Oh, man, that one is rough. Man.
Yeah.
And there's so much you could do with Maxwell Lord, too.
There is, but it looks like we're running out of time. So, Bradley, for those of us just tuning in, do you want to say who you are, what you do, where you can be found?
Yes. My name is Bradley Butin, otherwise known as the self-proclaimed Emperor of Awesome. You can find my podcast, The Fandemic, and Prevenge of the Nerds, anywhere you can find podcasts. I also wrote a children's book called Leveling Up My Awesome. That's on sale on Amazon. Just look up Leveling Up My Awesome. So thank you so much for having me on today. This was so much fun.
Anytime. Tune in next week. We're doing back our usual Monday. Our next episode will be New Ideas in the Age of Reboots. My guest will be George from Homeless Comics. And stay tuned for the same Tyler time, same Tyler station. And let's not forget the most important thing. Stay geeky out there. Catch you next week. And just have fun with whatever you geek out on. Brad, any times off you want to send?
You know what? We're all playing the same game in life, just on a different level. Don't forget to level up your awesome. Thank you, and have a good day.
Have a good day, folks.
All right.